Blog Talk Radio.
This episode of HR Happy Hour is sponsored by Acquire, a leading provider of workforce planning and analytic solutions so powerful they should wear tights and a cape. We enable and streamline organizational charting, succession planning, workforce modeling, and strategic workforce initiatives. Visit Acquire CEO Lois Melbourne's blog at acquireinc.com/blog for her enlightening insight into current HR industry issues by way of Star Trek, The Fonz, and Ebenezer Scrooge.
Welcome to the HR Happy Hour. You'll notice that things, even right from the start, are a little bit different tonight. For example, there is no Steve Bose. Hopefully he'll be able to join us a little bit later, but, you know, in a way, it's not that bad because tonight the women of HR are kind of taking over the show. So it only seems appropriate that Shauna Morkey, also known as the HR Minion, moi, just kind of run the thing. So I don't really know what Steve was thinking, kind of handing me the reins like this. I may go a little off the rails here, and no one's there to pull me back, so we'll just have to see how things go. But anyway, so if you would
we'll
like
hold
to
you
listen
back,
or... Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. But if you want to listen, call in. You can call in. The number is 646-378-1086. You can follow us on Twitter. The hashtag is HRHappyHour. And if you want to call in and talk, all you have to do is call that number and press 1, and it'll let me know that you're interested. Whew, that's a lot of stuff. So like I said, welcome, guys. Tonight
Hi.
We're talking. Hi. Tonight we're talking about the women of HR. We're back. It's been 4 months, and we have a lot of new fun things to talk about. So 4 months ago, when the women of HR first took over the Happy Hour, you know, it was to help launch the site. And if you don't know what the women of HR site is, I don't know how you don't know how the women know what the Women of HR site is. It's awesome. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a co-founder. Basically, the Women of HR site is a multi-contributor blog that pulls, you know, some great posts from some great bloggers out there and talks about women and work and perceptions and diversity. There's a lot of fun things on it. So we're kind of back on the HR Happy Hour tonight to not only talk about what we've done so far, but also what we want to do. And joining me tonight, I'm so very lucky to have them here. We have some of we have one of the founders of the site, Cherie Klemek. Why don't you quick, for those few people who don't actually know who you are, why don't you give us a quick intro, Cherie?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Well, hi, everyone. This is Cherie Klemek. I am actually a brand consultant, and I help companies brand from the inside out, so I'm very familiar with the HR industry. I've worked with the recruiters and directors, VPs, senior VPs throughout my entire career. So met Trish and Shauna and the gang about a year and a half ago through Twitter, and I wasn't actually a co-founder. I think the idea was born earlier, but I was there the weekend it came to life.
Yeah, that crazy girls' night out weekend in Chicago. It was a lot of fun.
So, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Cherie. And also, we have two of our favorite contributors to the Women of HR site. Oops, oh, no, I really shouldn't be playing favorites like that. But we have a longtime friend of the show, Mike Vandervoort.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm
the token guy.
You represent the men and women.
I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to uphold that heavier half. But anyway, I don't know. I was really thrilled to get asked to be on this show because I always love being on HR Happy Hour. But I was the first male contributor to the Women of HR, which so far has been my only post. But I've got another one coming up soon if it's not already out.
Better.
So that was fun, and I love watching what you guys are doing in the space. So I'm glad to be here.
Thank you, Mike. And you know, and the one thing that you prove more than anything else is that the Women of HR site, we want a diversity of opinions, and it's not just about women. So, and Mike does a great job holding up his end of things. And then, of course, our other guest right now is Jennifer Miller. I'm sorry. I got distracted. Steve's apparently trying to get on the show. I guess. He got scared. But anyway, Jennifer Miller.
I think I'm in. Come on.
Wait a minute.
Steve, did you get scared? You were afraid of what I was going to do.
You're on your way, so I'm here. I'm riding shotgun tonight. I'm glad I made it back. Shauna, you're doing a great job already. I can tell, so, you know. No
how fast did you
all.
Drive,
Thank
Steve?
Thank you.
Well, before Steve had to make his grand introduction, like I said, once again, our other guest tonight so far is Jennifer Miller. Why don't you go ahead and say hi, Jennifer, and introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be back on the HR Happy Hour, and I'm the managing partner of SkillSource, and I'm kind of on the training and development side of the house when it comes to HR. I work in leadership development, and I blog for the People Equation in addition to the Women of HR. So it's great fun to be back, and I can't wait to hear what everybody is wanting to talk about tonight.
Wonderful. And, you know, luckily, I'm so happy that I was able to get Cherie, Mike, and Jennifer to be on the show tonight. And we will have some other guests calling in a little bit later. So, you know, cross your fingers that everything goes well. I'm trying, Steve. I'm trying.
You're doing great. You know, the fact that the show actually was able to start on time is good for us. You know, we've had every kind of problem lately in the last few weeks. The very last show on Tuesday from HR Southwest, we literally got connected about 2 seconds before the show was to go live. So we're ahead of the game already, I think.
Well, that's good. I do know that this the fact that I've kind of had a hard time getting people who would be able to be on the show because, you know, obviously my other two co-founders, Lisa and Trish, aren't on right now. I think it's because I was planning it. I cannot plan parties. As Brian Abramowitz would attest, when I tried to plan a party for him, people don't come when I plan it.
I can't see that to be true.
I guess
I'm pretty sure that there were other reasons for that.
You know, I would like to hope so. I would like to hope it's not me.
I just got your back. That's what we do at Women of HR. We have each other's back.
Why, thank you for that. That's a very nice segue. I appreciate the help. So anyway, like I was saying, tonight we're talking about the Women of HR site. And, you know, it's in its 4 months... It's actually come a long way. We've gotten a lot more contributors, and the content has gotten really interesting. So about a month ago, Lisa and Trish and I, we decided that we wanted to actually seek out feedback to see how we were doing. We wanted to know what people, both the readers and our other contributors, thought about the site. So, you know, for example, what do you guys think? In the last 4 months, what is your biggest impression of what the Women of HR site is, and what do you think that we've done, if anything at all? It's possible that we've done nothing and we're completely able to be...
Well, I'll go ahead and start, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
First of all, I think the Women of HR site, with all of the contributors that have come in to join, and like you said, the content is becoming really, really rich. I think it's important that everyone knows that it actually goes beyond Women of HR, and the LinkedIn group that is available is just as interactive. And I think Lisa and you have done, and Trish have done an incredible job of putting or profiling members of Women of HR community and really getting people to help, you know, get to know them better on a personal level as well as a professional level, and what they do in their careers, where they might be struggling. That it, to me, that's something that takes the site to a much more personal level and extends it, you know, beyond the web platform, and is really enjoyable.
Okay. Anyone else?
If I can stop coughing, yes.
I'm sorry.
Listen, I have really enjoyed the way the content. I mean, I guess it has gotten much richer, but I find that the people who contribute there, even people I read on their own blogs, tend to write about different things with a little bit of a different voice. And, mm-hmm. and so what I get a lot out of it, I think, is just the idea that it puts you into it. Like, from when I write, it puts me in a different frame of mind. I'm trying to think in a slightly different way than when I'm writing in my own head, you know, my own blog. And it seems to me that it's done a really nice job of turning people to reflect slightly different parts of their personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like that it's just so diverse in topics. There's something different every time. I mean, some are fun, some are really serious, and some are touching. And it's really been great. The other thing that was kind of cool, I haven't spent time on the LinkedIn page because I haven't been on many LinkedIn pages for the last couple months. But when we were in Florida, and I forgot her name. Is it design?
Lynn
Hoyt. Lynn Hoyt, yeah, who made the badges.
Right.
She
love Lynn.
She sent them to us at HR Florida, and so, you know, we had a bunch of people there that were wearing the badges around, and, you know, I'm walking around in my HR Florida stuff with my Women of HR. Ask me about Women of HR, and people are going, well, tell me about Women of HR, and I was like, I am one. and what was great about that was, and that's right, I was out and proud. But I was able to engage people who really didn't have any idea that such a thing existed, and I'm hopeful that some of them actually went and looked at it and saw what a blog was in a different way than just, you know, the human resource or whatever.
Yeah,
so that was really fun.
I'll just jump in about those buttons, and there was a definite, like, the people who did not get a button, right, who were standing around when the buttons got unpacked, like myself, were very disappointed. You know, like, there was definitely some button envy going on at HR Florida. They were so cool.
Definitely. The buttons were a hot property for about a day and a half. So.
Well, Mike, you actually hit something up in the very beginning that's so true, and I can certainly relate to it because, you know, on my blog, and I don't blog very often on Vokai, and I need to be blogging more on Vokai, but I actually have a much easier time blogging for Women of HR, believe it or not, and because it's much more personal, it's speaking from the heart, so to speak. Not that I don't do that on Vokai, but it's much more business related, of course. And to your point, sometimes it's a little bit personal, sometimes it can be touching, and I've really enjoyed being able to share things beyond, you know, Twitter, beyond Facebook and LinkedIn and my own site for that matter. So, and by the way, I just want to mention through the Twitter stream, Robin Schooling had just tweeted that Women of HR is the reason why she started her own blog. So again,
we love you, Robin.
And that's really terrific.
Mm-hmm. Especially Robin, because Robin did a couple of guest posts for people, and I know that there was a lot of buzz about her writing ability and what she had to say. So if Women of HR was able to get her out there and finally start her own blog, then that's awesome. And it's probably one of the things that I would consider to be the best achievement that we've done. So we're about 15 minutes into the show. Just do a quick reset before we keep going with the conversation. This is the HR Happy Hour. If you want to follow us on Twitter, the hashtag is HR Happy Hour. And, of course, the call-in number to either listen or to talk, because, you know, we want to hear from you guys. The number is 646-378-1086. Press 1 if you would like to talk. And, you know, once again, we're talking with some of the founders and contributors of the Women of HR site. We're taking over the show. You know, Steve, have you been working on your giggle?
I haven't been. I've been, you know, but I can try to get that together. I've been trying to watch the Twitter stream in the background, and so just a big shout out to, of course, Lynn, who we love Lynn and all the support. I've seen Zupan, Cranky Frank Zupan's out there tonight. Hello, Frank. Donnie Nick as well. Welcome. Chris Ponder, great guy we met for the first time. I met for the first time this week at HR Southwest. Chris Ponder, big shout out to him as well. Really good guy. He's sat in on a couple of the shows, or at least one of the shows anyway, we did in HR Southwest. So,
Shauna, if you don't mind, would it be okay if I just kind of went down the list of names for some of the writers on Women of HR?
Go for it.
Mike, to your point earlier, the diversity of people and women, I say people because obviously there are women and men, that is terrific. And we have folks that are at every level within HR. Some, you know, recruiting generalists, VPs, consultants, and also generational. And so I just thought, why don't we just start giving some shout-outs? And I'll just go down the list. The first, and I hope I don't mess up anyone's name, but Andrea Ballard.
Yeah.
She's had 15 years experience in HR. She's a director of HR at Peterson Sullivan LLP. Megan Biro, I think everyone knows Megan of Talent Culture. Mm-hmm. Debbie Brown, she's the sales exec. We've got Steve Brown, another Brown. I think everybody knows Steve. Executive Director for LaRosa's. And Michelle Chestnut. Did I get that? Hopefully I got that right. Tammy Colson.
I think they'll forgive you if you get it a little wrong. No worries.
Next up is Tracy Devereaux.
Yes, we love Tracy.
April Dowling. Hello, April.
Hi, April.
Look on April.
Another male.
You know, have we seen much of April lately, by the way? I'm going to interject here, Shauna. You can tabs on her pretty well. Well, what's up? I haven't seen much of April lately. You all right? You good?
Of course April's all right. April is traveling back and forth between Birmingham and St. Louis for work, so she has been having such a hectic schedule. But she's listening because you know, she's my BFF and all, so of course she's listening.
Fair enough.
Hey, but, are you outside by any chance?
Huh?
I just wondered if Steve was outside by any chance.
No, I think that's
my cell phone, though. Are you
my cell phone in the car. Sorry.
Yep, it's Mike. But, you know, as you're talking about the contributors, that kind of brings up an interesting thing. When we first started the site, we asked if there were people who were interested, and we got some really good interest, but the great part of it is we've still kept getting interest. We've had people come to us, you know, even now who are interested in, you know, maybe just doing one post and then that's it, or actually becoming a contributor. So what is something that you guys find value in? Why do you want to contribute?
Wow. That's a great question, because there are really a lot of answers to that.
Donna, you're asking us on the call right now?
Yeah.
Are you tossing it out to the Twitterverse as well?
I'll throw it out there for whoever.
Well, for me, it's it's building really off of what Mike and Sheree have already said, and that has to do with I discovered that I had a need to express myself in a place that was somewhere in between my business blog and a personal blog. So I find that the Women of HR really kind of fills that void. It's talking about work-related stuff, but perhaps in a slightly more personal voice than I tend to adopt on the people equation, which is just straight on business. So
yeah,
for me, that's what one of the things that is appealing for being a contributor in terms of writing. And the second thing is Sheree was saying, I just, you know, choose your social media platform of choice, and the Women of HR is doing a really nice job building community in a slightly different way across each platform.
Right.
So the LinkedIn, if you're not a writer or if you just don't have time to read blogs but you are really invested in LinkedIn, you could join the Women of HR group and you'll spend 10 minutes a week checking out the meet the newest contributor, whoever Elise is featuring that week, and that would be a way to stay connected without having to invest a whole lot of time.
I also think that there's a really high level of camaraderie and a foundation of trust on Women of HR, and it, for me, I want to write for Women of HR. I think Lisa and Lisa especially, I think we need kudos for the way that she manages the editorial and makes sure that there's always fresh content. When I get that email from Lisa, you know, it's put in a place that is not to be, you know, forgotten, and it's top of mind.
Right.
She's a phenomenal organizer and has a really great way of bringing people together and getting them excited about what's coming, keeping all of us informed, who's writing next, what our deadlines are.
Yep. So Lisa Rosendahl, of course, was not able to be here tonight, and she was really, really sad about that. But Lisa, I mean, when there's something good going on with the Women of HR site, Trish and I always say it's because Lisa, because Lisa does a phenomenal job. Speaking of Trish, I think I just saw her, so let me try putting her up if this is
her. Get on.
Hi,
I'll call her.
314. Trish, is it you?
Hey, it's me. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hi, Trish.
We were just talking about me. No. I'm dialing in, if you've noticed, from a football practice, and I actually have Mr. Eric Weingartner here as my special football guest. So
hey,
instead
Eric.
Of his I know. He's probably – Eric, are you calling in? Did you press 1? He pressed 1. So if you see the –
what's his area code?
What's your area code?
978
is Mr. Weingartner.
Okay, I'll put you up, Eric. Hey, Eric, you're up now.
So, I want to thank everyone who's been writing for the site, because it's been just an amazing, you know, first few months. It's like every day I get new emails from people wanting to contribute, and it's a wonderful, surprising thing that so many people who may not have their own blogs are really starting to get into this and really participating. And Sheree, it's wonderful to hear that you take it so seriously, you know, when you get that message from Lisa, because I know that, you know, she spends a ton of time sort of preparing and making sure that we are all staying on top of it. So it's really nice to hear.
I have a question for the Women of HR, Shauna. Here's my question.
Ooh.
So I know one of the things you guys have done with sort of expanding the roster of contributors. In fact, I think we got like maybe a third of the way through the roster, and I interrupted Sheree, and we haven't finished the list. But I promise we'll get back to that. You've expanded the roster of contributors, right? People who maybe don't blog on their own or do it sort of infrequently. Do you think your readership is expanded as well? Do you think you're getting readers that maybe don't typically read blogs as a normal sort of course of their day or their week?
I would really hope so. I think that the fact that we not only are we getting contributors from different areas, I mean, it's not just HR, it's not just women, it's not just one, you know, like, generation of women. I like to think that because there is such a diverse contributor group that, and because the topics do vary so much, that I think that sometimes even people who wouldn't normally want to check out the site especially because it's called Women of HR, I think they're pulled into it by the things that are talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason why there's a different kind of appeal to the site is because it is so personal. I know that all the posts that I've contributed and the one of mine that's going up next week, they're personal, a little bit more so sometimes than I would even do on my own blog.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Sana. I actually am hesitating about my next one, but I've hesitated with all of them, but eventually have gone ahead and let them go out, and I've been glad that I did. They're very personal.
Yeah. I love that we can hear
this
football game.
I'm sorry. I keep putting it on
no,
mute.
It's awesome. It's funny.
Yeah.
I was just going to answer to Steve's question. I think we're starting to see, in terms of diversity of readers, especially on the LinkedIn group, because that way I'm actually looking at the profiles of the people as we accept them.
Did we lose you?
Did we lose
what down is it? What, give me a down and distance or something from the football field.
Did
Trish
get distracted?
I can hear them, yeah.
It's all, this is work-life balance right here. Work-life integration.
Right. Hi, Eric.
This woman of HR is a mom of HR, right? She's soccer mom of HR.
Just wait till
football
she starts
mom.
At the coach or the referee, right, in any second.
Well, you've got dad of HR out there, dad married to mom of HR, right? Out there coaching. It's quite lovely, actually. This is a side of life I don't get to see too much. I'm experiencing the children's play that's not my own. I'm going to tell my wife this counts. This counts as an outing. They weren't our kids, but I was at a kids outing.
Yeah, they eventually grow up and sort of forget anyway, so it's good, yeah.
So I have one for you guys, because I think, you know, I'm not a woman of HR, right, but I have great respect for all of you who are on this, and, you know, as I look at your tag cloud with balance and confidence, growth, leadership, respect, work, is it fair to say these are your platforms, or will we expect to see you come into 4 or 5 points that you provide leadership around as a group for folks who are in or want to be in our profession?
Wow. That is a great question, Eric. And, you know, that's something that we haven't really discussed and something that I wanted to bring up on the show. Where do people want us to take this? Because we know that when we started this, we wanted it to be not just a blog. We don't want to just push out content. We want it to be something that we can build into a community. So we want to know what people want from us. We've had some ideas of things that we want to do to try and, you know, encourage that sense of community. I mean, for example, the buttons, that's all part of this Women of HR Ambassador program that we're trying to roll out. Suzanne Rumsey, who unfortunately couldn't be on the show with us tonight, is going to be heading up this great new Women of HR book club. So, you know, we're trying some ideas, but we want to know what people want from us. Would you like us? I mean,
well, that may be happening. Maybe anyway, though, you know, it might be an organic kind of next step for the Women of HR because it's a site that does influence others in the industry, and I think, you know, especially Gen Y, you know, can look at the Women of HR site and say, wow, you know, that's a really wonderful group of people, women and men, and they're talking about all of these different issues, or a little bit of both, but it's a welcoming group, and it's showing a different side of HR, I think, than anyone's really ever seen, and that could be influencing them to want to join the industry. Not sure, I'm just guessing, but I think it's a cool idea.
Very cool.
So I think I'd love to see on some of this, too, I'd love to see some of your tags or your word cloud be really about issues in our business. I want to see healthcare on here. I want to see reform. I want to see, you know, some more of the HR side of it, too, because I think you have a strong understanding. I'd love to hear your point of view. I know that can be hard because, you know, we all have day jobs, too, but at some point, you have a huge opportunity to influence and therefore skew other people's understandings of emerging legislation or emerging practices, and sometimes demystify them, right? Like, this isn't a big deal. This is just us doing what we do. And by the way, here's what I think of, you know, something even as controversial as, you know, definition of marriage, domestic partner, transgender. I mean, these are all things that some people think of as incredibly taboo, but they affect our business first.
Geez, Eric, can we hire you as a consultant?
Well, part of Women of HR Advisory Board.
I'm wicked expensive as a friend than it is a consultant.
I bet you're worth every penny, Eric.
I'm worth every dollar. Right, but no. But do you see where I'm going with it? I really think that you guys have something here. You have something here, and I'd like for a person in HR who already thinks they're a strong leader and thinks they have all the confidence in the world and thinks they are their community, that they don't need you for that. That actually looks to you to say, oh, this person totally gets this topic. I should pay attention. And you know that community is out there, right? They're not even participating in our world. I would love for them to get something printed off and put on their desk from the Women of HR that really helps them clarify their position on something to take back up to their leadership. And I thought I heard Lois's voice earlier. So, you know, I look to you, Lois, on a lot of those types of things just from the C-suite on how to interpret some of that work.
Very
Maybe I'm
cool.
getting too serious.
No, that's perfect. Eric, seriously, perfect. So here, let's do a quick reset. We've been on the show for about 30 minutes. Time really moves fast when you actually have to run this, Steve. I don't know how you do it.
I think there's a couple of strategies I use that, you know, I don't need to share all of them, but, you know, you go heavy on the reset, heavy on the Twitter stream, heavy on the alcohol, and it just 15 minutes goes by quickly.
Good to know. So once again, HR Happy Hour, we're talking Women of HR, so we're taking over. And the call-in number, 646-378-1086. Press 1 if you'd like to talk. Follow us on Twitter with the hashtag HR Happy Hour. And we do have a couple people who want to be put up. So are you guys all good to take a couple calls?
Yeah, well, sure, Sean, while you're putting those up, I just want to say something to the folks out there listening on the Twitch stream. I am not driving in my car, talking on the show and tweeting at the same time. I am not, you know, that I am on my cell phone, but I did make it into the house before I got put up. So I've been accused of the reprehensible, you know, vehicular activity, and I just wanted to defend myself a little bit.
Right. That's good to clarify, Steve.
Thank you.
Okay, so why don't we take a caller? Let's see. Area code 786.
Hey, guys. It's John the Collision.
Hey, John.
You know, I've been in and out, and I heard Steve call me out and say I was in the same league with Cranky Frank Zupan tonight.
Well, we love you and Frank on the back. Some of
that is coming from the, you know, the little, there wasn't enough snark on the Twitter stream, apparently, because there was a lot of, you know, feel-good talk from Women of HR, so I tried to stir it up a little bit.
Well, I guess my question is, I'm curious to hear where you guys want to see this. I don't know if this was asked earlier again, and I apologize. I'm coming into this kind of midstream, but did you guys talk about where you want to see this in a year or a year and a half? Are there any specific or concrete goals that you guys have set? Because I'll be a little snarky on the phone. 4 or 5 months, that's great, but big deal. What about a year? What, you know?
I think that one of the directions that it could go, and I'm just kind of brainstorming out loud here, but it is certainly to also be a resource, not just from a blog content standpoint, but maybe a resource for, you know, other areas within HR. And I'm not an HR practitioner myself. I'm on the outside looking in, so I'm not sure, you know, what those categories would be. But having, you know, a place to go to be part of a community, to you know, write and hear and learn about what others are doing, but also to have access to resources that are going to help you get better at doing what you do would be a nice addition.
Right, and, you know, like I said a little bit earlier, we want it to be more of community. So we don't want it just to be a blog. And, you know, and that's part of why we're doing the show tonight is it's not just that we want to be like, yay, we made it to 4 months. Aren't we awesome? But we also want to know what do people want from us. What we are in, like Eric was saying, we're in a unique position where we actually have a lot of knowledge and quality writers behind us right now that we could really do a lot of fun things and have some influence if we really wanted to. So what are the things that people want us to do, focus on, develop, you know, do you want us to throw Girls Night Out weekends and tweet us? That's always something that I'd be behind.
Hey, Shauna, on that point, you know, when you say girls' night out, I think of that's the play hard, right? So I'm real. You guys know I believe strongly in work hard, play hard. I don't question your guys' ability to play hard because I've been out with you. What I want to see, what I really – you laugh so much. It makes me laugh. What I want to see more of – I want to see your work hard. Right, I think that's what I tune in. That's what I tune in for. That's what gets you in my RSS feed. Is if I want to see your work hard, I don't want to see post after post to play hard, which I don't think you do that. But I'd say I would keep that top of mind. Like, what's going to keep me reading every week is because I know I'm going to get a very unique angle on a topic that's already on my mind. So that relevance of what's hot now and what's your take on it. That's what I look for, right?
Okay.
But I know I wouldn't be invited to Girls Weekend or Girls Night Out anyway, so.
You would be so much fun at Girls Night Out.
Hey, as long as Nicolasian's there, I'm in.
Oh, we know the Johnson party.
That's how rumors get started, okay?
And yeah, I know.
So, Johnson,
let him talk,
can I answer
John.
Your question?
Actually, I was secretly, I'm trying to start a war between you guys and the FOT team who will be on next week.
Oh,
but,
snap.
You know, I figured.
Right.
Battle of the
yeah.
multi-contributor blogs.
I think there will be a little different vibe on the show next week when we bring
bit.
The FOT crowd back into the house.
But no, I'm excited. I think you guys are, I think it's, like Eric said earlier, it's an interesting It's an interesting spot, and there's a lot of neat things there, and it's a great resource. And I'm excited, and I'll tell you this: I got asked to you know present something at FIU, and I didn't really think about presenting this to a bunch of HR folks. But now after tonight, I'm going to be sharing that with this class and going, "Hey guys, this is a resource that you need to find and look at." And you know, even at the master's level, you need to find newer, you need to find better resources besides you know just Googling crap. So I like this stuff, and I think it's going to be
oh,
be neat.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. Here, why don't we take another caller and see if they have any ideas for what we can do with the site, or maybe they just want to, you know, join in with the snark. Hello, area code 863.
So, Shauna, that's Mike who fell off on the other line.
Oh, well, welcome back, Mike.
That's why I've
let's
been so quiet. Do you have any new ideas on the new line? Yeah. I don't know. I'm still in my car, so I don't know. I'm going to get on mute in a minute. Here's what I'd like to see happen in Voice of HR from time to time is to pick a theme topic, and ask people with different ideas to write about one central topic, like maybe once every couple of weeks or something like that, and
that's
take advantage of those diverse voices.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Good, you know, Mike, that's an interesting idea. I mean, I was talking to someone a couple of days ago about this show and some of the things we might want to do with it. One of the things that I was thinking about was do more thematic kind of episodes, maybe building on a series of shows, maybe in and around the same topic that build on each other maybe in a given 2 or 3 or 4 week period as well. I think that's a solid idea for sure.
Yeah, cool.
Great.
So I'm going to go on mute because I got a lot of background noise. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Here, why don't I try the other caller? And, you know, as long as it's not Mike again, I think we might be good. Here, let's see. Area code 815.
Jorgensen.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hey. Hey, Don.
All right,
we need to mute the football fans, I think.
Yep. Okay. John, are you still there?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know that you've hit a nerve, or not a nerve, but hit a point that just drives interest, because I was teaching some friends today social media and showing them tweet deck and all that, like that, and all of a sudden a tweet popped up mentioning the voice of HR or HR Happy Hour with, you know, women of HR, and they said, wow, what's this? So I ended up turning it into a lesson on how to get on Blog Talk Radio and listen to
that.
So hopefully they're listening tonight. If not, they'll be listening to the archives because I showed them everything.
Oh, thank you, John. You're awesome.
They just looked at that and said, wow, that's something we got to listen to. So where the blog was and everything like that. So you guys have definitely struck a nerve with a number of people in our industry. So I just wanted to say keep up the good work. And
thank you, John.
Not a problem.
So, you know, and there's something I'm kind of noticing about this Women of HR show that actually happened on the last Women of HR show. All our callers have been guys. For Women of HR show, once again, all our callers have been guys.
Because we're shallow.
Okay.
I keep thinking maybe you'll tell a good story or something like that, right?
Well, you know, it's funny, you know, and I know we heard this on the last show. There was a little blowback from people where they were saying, is your site just going to be for women? Is it just about women? Is it just going to be for women? Why isn't there anything about men?
I'll ask the question a different way. Do you think there's a little bit of a danger, or just a little bit of a sort of an antagonistic kind of idea of just putting out a site, Women of HR, and sort of being that bold about it? Do you think that could rub guys the wrong way, or people the wrong way?
I think it did rub some people the wrong way. I think some people thought we were being kind of exclusionary, but, you know, and I'm going to throw this out to our contributors on the line. What do you guys think of that? I mean, I know that we do have some male contributors, but what do you guys feel about the fact that we call a site Women of HR and we specify that we're looking at women's issues? Do you think there's a problem with that?
Well, I think there's a problem. What do you consider a woman's issue?
Well,
I think we've made some progress. I mean, unless you're talking about, I mean, even men get breast cancer, right? So, I mean,
right.
At some point, unless you want to make it about ovaries, I think you've got some work to do, right? So, but I mean, seriously, I think that's what you're dealing with is people who say, haven't we made more progress than that? And does it? Certainly the people who we have to convert yet to have us all see each other as equals and peers by calling it Women of HR and then not sometimes hitting the issues solid and being a little more soft about it, which I appreciate, then that also can sometimes ruin a little bit of the credibility, which is where's the issue in all of this? Right? I see the women. Where's the issue? Right? So I think if you guys address that, and because I've seen that in some of the posts, you don't have anything to worry about. It's an irrelevant question.
You know what? That's actually very interesting. This is Cherie. I'm in the process of getting my post together, my next post together, and you just touched on something as far as, you know, inclusion, which is part of what I'm going to be writing about. And I think that I will try to address that to some degree and certainly ask for people to jump in and share their opinions, because I certainly don't have all of the answers. I have an opinion on inclusion based on a lot of news this week, and one of my like many posts, it wasn't exactly the one that I had in mind to put out there, but recent news has made me change directions, and I think inclusion is incredibly important. I was talking to someone the other day about women in leadership, and the fact that, you know, I am actually going to be starting a channel for women in leadership on another series as well. But I got the feedback that, you know, I can't wait until the day where it's just leadership. And, you know, to your point, haven't we come further than that? Now, I'm not advocating or otherwise for changing the name, but I do see the point that, you know, maybe we can get a little bit more specific about the issues.
Right, but I mean, but it's true that there still are women's issues. There still are. I mean, it's not realistic to suggest that we have come that far, and there's no such, you know, there's no such need for that kind of thing. I think it's stressed one day there wouldn't be, but there's still a lot of issues that sort of are ascribed. Oh. I was sitting next to a woman on a plane yesterday or the day before, and you know, reading her women's studies and, you know, women's issues stuff for her college class. So I think it's still part of the.
From a historical perspective, that's what she's trying to do is learn her history. Give me one thing that you think is a unique women's issue, Steve.
That we wouldn't want to see
become mainstream, where you drop the gender from it.
Oh no, I'm not saying I wouldn't want to see it get dropped or see it change, but I still think there's still issues that affect women differently than men in the workplace and in life. There's no doubt about it. I think that's always been.
I can maybe bring some clarity to that as far as women's issues and what some of those issues are and what we face, for instance. And a lot of it does have to do with that work-life balance that I think sometimes men don't have the same issue with because, you know, our brains are a bit different, quite frankly. And we have a constant struggle of, you know, when we're at work or we're working, we're thinking about kids, and we want to make sure that, you know, that balance between work and family is okay, and the balance at home is okay, and that the environments in both areas are healthy. And as far as, you know, women's issues at work, yeah, there are definitely women's issues that remain at work, whether it's compensation or the, you know, I don't know if it's called the glass ceiling anymore. I think it's actually called, what did somebody call the ledge?
The ledge?
I want to say it was called the ledge, where, and I'm not going to get this right, so, but I'll say it anyway. Any, correct me on Twitter, please. But the point was that many companies will put a woman in the place as CEO when, or a board of directors will put a woman in place as CEO when they know that that company is either going to be merged or acquired. And for that reason, they're calling it kind of the cliff, the glass cliff, or the invisible cliff, or something to that effect.
I've never heard of that. Well, and I know, Jennifer, that you have some thoughts on this.
I do.
Oh, shoot. Oh, there we go.
I'm here.
For a second.
I'm here. Well, you know, it's interesting. What I've noticed about the two times that the women of HR have been featured on the HR Happy Hour, there's been seemingly a preponderance of men calling in and asking questions. And I think that the site founders have a decision to make. I'm hearing two very distinct desires coming out of the possible different things we can do. One desire is this, we've got your back, and it's men and women supporting each other, building community, talking about issues that are perhaps a little more personal, and then I'm hearing a lot more, also, you know, what are the issues? I'd like, someone called in and said, I'd like the tag cloud to be about issues, and I want to see you influence emerging practices in HR. I'm not saying those two things can't coexist, but I think as this evolves, like to Cherie's point, it's somewhat organic right now. The founders or whoever's going to drive this site need to decide what it's going to be about. And there's two very distinct, I'm hearing at least, two very distinct offerings for what that could be about. Now, maybe we can blend them. I don't know. But I personally don't have a problem with it being the women of HR. I'm fine with that.
Very cool.
So, who was that just said that? Jenny who?
Jennifer Miller.
Oh, Jennifer Miller. Gotcha.
Jennifer V. Miller on Twitter.
too. I was like, I got to have more of that. Because you're spot on with it. Because I think, you know, to my point about the issues, you know, when I think it was Sheree was saying, you know, there are these women's issues. One of them is kind of like a coping mechanism to help you all get through it with, you know, some levity. The other is to kind of change it. You know, and to me, I think that, you know, I'm all about the change of anything. So, I mean, I can cope provided I'm changing too. And I just feel like you have a real leadership opportunity to be that voice, mm-hmm. And try to blend the two together. But if it's all just, you know, coping together as a team and being that community that's very important, you know, that's not something that's going to get watched too much. And quite honestly, may not lead to movements and change.
But I think that I'm not sure if the people who are driving the site right now have made that decision, whether they want to go in that direction of driving change.
Yeah, I know. Leadership is hard, right? Leadership is hard.
Like totally
right?
Hard, Eric. Like,
so maybe it stays at coping. I don't know.
Well, and, you know, part of it is
I work with strong women all day long. I work with strong female leaders that I learn from every day. I also work in a big corporate environment where I work with people who are a big deal. I don't say, wow, my boss is a woman. What does this mean for me? I'm like, what can I learn from this phenomenal leader? So maybe I'm a little different, or maybe this is the fact that I live in a corporate world that's different than a small, medium-sized business where there could be more or sometimes less impact. But I look at it and I say, this is an opportunity for everyone with a voice to lay it down, throw it out there, use some real examples of what this phenomenal leadership is, not leadership from a woman. This is someone embodying awesome leadership, you know, and use it as a call to action and challenge to your community and following. I think that's what that voice of optimism and reason is what I would love to see and point my three girls to. Right.
Oh,
like my three girls,
nice.
And you know, I mean, that's why I'm watching. That's why I'm on this call and not watching football. I have three girls, not three boys, right? So I need today's leadership, today's female leadership, to blaze the trail for them, right? Because I'm just a white guy. At the end of the day, I'm just a white guy. I can't do much.
You know what I loved about what you said is taking it from coping to leadership, and really, you know, just getting out there and mm-hmm. making it something that's really impactful and that does have an influence on the younger folks, the younger girls
right.
that are coming in, and men, too, for that matter,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately getting to that leadership umbrella as opposed to, you know, any gender
okay.
divide. But,
right.
no, you've got phenomenal ideas.
And, you know,
we're running a little short on time.
Oh.
So why don't you, let's get the last two callers up before we're going to be
okay, real quick. So here we go, area code 702, you're on the happy hour.
Is this me?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, who is this?
This is China Gorman.
Hey, China.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. So I just want to say a couple of quick things. I tuned in late. Like I've only been on for about 25 minutes. But so I'm the last person that I would expect these words to come out of my mouth.
Okay.
So I get the whole conversation about gender and leadership. But here are the facts, folks. You know, in a profession that is overwhelmingly female, how many of the Fortune 250 have heads of HR that are female?
Mm-hmm.
And so until we can say that there is an appropriate percentage, it's not even appropriate, until there's an appropriate percentage of women CHROs at the top of major organizations, I think there's a lot to talk about. And so my recommendation, and here's the words I never would have thought would be coming out of my mouth. My recommendation is keep it women of HR, and let's get some of the women who are those CHROs, those really top leaders of organizations and business, let's have them be on the show. I mean, let's reach out and create, you know, a greater kind of community, so absolutely we should be leading. No question, we are leaders, we should be leading. But let's look at those women who have achieved more than we have in our field, in larger organizations and smaller organizations, and let's get them into the conversation.
Yes.
I absolutely
could not agree with you more. I think that's actually something that we talked about in the very beginning, is looking at, you know, getting C-level, you know, folks to come in and raise their voice as well. I love it.
Mm-hmm. I think you'd get some positive response from very senior C-suite females in HR around this virtual community that you're launching out of the Women of HR site. Because you created a community of really smart, strong, you know, the leaders of tomorrow. Trish McFarland needs to be a CHRO of a large organization. Jennifer McClure, Shauna, all of you need to be moving. I'm just speaking selfishly here. I don't want you to leave and become consultants. I want you to be the leaders of the organization. You know, I look at Chris Dunn leaving. I mean, he should be the CHRO of IBM someday, right? He's becoming a third-party consultant. I want you women in organizations assuming these mantles of leadership in 5 years, in 10 years, and not growing, you know, disenchanted with the corporate world and bailing and leaving it to some guy to do. I want it to be you guys.
Wow, very cool. Well, China, thank you so much for calling here. Just real quick, I want to put someone else up before we run out of show time.
You bet. Sorry, bye.
Yeah, we've got convertibles, football games, car washes. Let's get this last caller up and see if I can move in the shower.
Bro, area code 256, are you in the shower?
I am not in the shower, but it will be interesting to look. Hey, this is Ben Eubank, and
hey, Ben!
It's really hard to follow Eric and China. I mean, it's not what's
bad. Oh, well, we love you, Ben, and you hardly ever call in.
Well, you know, it's just been really great to listen to everything, and just echo what they said, you know, it's mostly ladies out there, but kind of made it sound like, you know, all the ladies move into the really sweet consulting gigs, and the guys who are left behind end up with some leadership spots. So y'all ladies stick around, because I've learned a lot from all the people that I've connected to, and keep it up.
Aw, thanks, Ben.
Thanks so much. You know what, I got to just say something, just overall, since the show's been a great, great show, but I got to say something. The sound quality, I think, is better for those guys coming up out of that Chilean mine for getting on the show tonight.
How long have you been waiting to pull that one out, Steve?
It's crazy.
Oh, right. So we're a couple minutes away from the live stream cutting out. There's, you know, always, of course, the after show. So if you guys want to stick around or if you want to participate in the after show, please do. We'll open up all the lines as we get a little closer. And, you know, but
I'll start opening up the lines. We just got about one more minute to go. I just want to quickly mention one or two quick things, Sean, if that's okay.
I'll go for it.
Next week, we're doing Fistful of Talent Radio. Which is going to be a great snark-filled show. Zutan, Johnny Nish, you ready for that? Matt Luna as well.
We're
going to do HR Horror Stories Part 2 the show right before Halloween, so look for that as well. And just huge thanks to our friends at Choir, our friends at Workforce Software, and everybody at HR Southwest who treated us so good. They're really a part of this week as well. So many thanks to them, as well as Mark and Lori at Voice of HR for a great show as well. So that's it. I just wanted to get those things mentioned before we cut off.
Yep. Okay, so final thoughts. Mike, do you have any final thoughts while you're in the car? Okay, did we lose Mike?
Yeah, we better wrap it up anyway, so I think we're going to be out of time. So we've opened up all the lines for after show. For everyone else, you know, Shauna, great job. Awesome.
I try my best.
All right, so we'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody, for listening, for the call, for the tweets, and we'll see you next time on the HR Happy Hour.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of HR Happy Hour, sponsored by Acquire, a leading provider of workforce planning and analytics solutions and enthusiastic proponent of free stuff. Go to aquire.com/downloads for free software trials, free webinars, free podcasts, free case studies, and more. Did we mention it's all free? Acquire.com/downloads. Who doesn't like freebies?
Well, okay, hi, guys.
We got to find where that background noise is coming from. I don't know where it's going to be. But.
Someone's in their car somewhere.
Good show, guys.
But, thanks. Oh, that was
nice
crazy.
Nice to hear your voice back on HR Happy Hour, Donna. We really missed you this week.
Aw, thank you for that. I know. I wasn't able to do the shows from HR Southwest because I had work conflicts.
Well, you got to talk to your boss about that.
Yeah. They should totally just have no problem with me missing staffing meetings for this.
Less work, more conferences. Awesome.
Has anybody ever done an analysis on how many actual HR conferences there are?
Ooh, I would love to
know. Yeah, I have too many was the result of my analysis.
That sounds very hard-hitting and in-depth.
Yeah.
Was that Paul Hebert?
Probably. Oh, my goodness. Seriously,
who's in the convertible driving down the highway right now?
If you're outside right now, please mute your phone or hang off because it's really bad lead throat.
You're killing the rest of us, really.
Aww. Well, this is kind of making the after show a little bit harder to hear than normal.
Well, Frank, I missed you on my show today.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I had a booger belly earlier today. I stayed home today.
It was kind of a bust anyway.
What's that?
But it was kind of a bust anyway.
I think we might want to cut the after show a little short. I don't think we're going to get much conversation with this noise in the background. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, so much for participating.
Great show.
Shauna,
you
did an awesome job.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, you're very good.
I don't really think you need Steve Bowes to run this show, but don't tell him I said that.
Oh,
that guy.
Nice.
Back down.
Okay,
hey,
well, good night, everyone.
Good
night, everyone.
Good
night.
All right,
good night.
Thanks, everyone.